Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen joined by my radio partner. We'll be calling the Vikings and Redskins game a little later. Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. Nice win last week. Great way to end it with Anthony Barr. I know you're impressed with him.
No question about it. And what we're going to do here in a minute, Paul, is we're going to take a look at some of the plays that Anthony Barr has made. One of my favorite Everson Griffin plays, and he's had quite a few so far this season. And then take a quick peek at the Washington Redskins.
And we'll take a peek at the Redskins nearing the end. It was put together beautifully by the Vikings Entertainment Network staff, because if Colt McCoy were to be the quarterback in today's game, or Robert Griffin III, they're still probably going to run that read option, which was tough last Monday against the Cowboys.
And there's no question that you look at a Colt McCoy, he's not going to execute it the same way that an RG3 will, and we'll show you that right here on film.
And let's start with the Minnesota Vikings, specifically Anthony Barr. You've heard and or seen the game-winning touchdown a million times. Let's scratch below the surface with a guy who may be on his way to Defensive Rookie of the Year award.
All right, Paul, taking a look at Anthony Barr, this is a look that the Viking defense has done quite a bit. And what you're seeing is two linebackers walked up in these A-gaps. But if you look to the left and to the right, it's an even balanced type front. You have four guys equally spaced. And this gives offenses some problems, because they have to figure out who to block, well, who's going where, which way to turn the center. So it's a look that's supposed to give you an advantage. Now, you'll see we get the movement of the nose tackle in the A-gap. But what I want everyone to watch is really Anthony Barr. And when we talked about a transition of a defensive end to a linebacker, it's the footwork, it's the staying square, and it's the instinct that you'll see as the ball starts out strong and then Martin decides to cut it back. He's able to really step far enough to pull this double team off the nose tackle.
Are they trying to get around in here?
Exactly. They're trying to get back to this cutback, and we're kind of a man short here. We have a late safety help for this hole right here. If Anthony can get back here and then Greenway can get back here, and you don't want this hole to get too big on the outside, but you kind of have a hat for a hat. However, you want it to develop slowly, and the more that this safety disguises, the later he's going to be in the picture. But what's nice is he stays nice and square. Look at his feet. Mm. Nice and square, square base, and is able to use his hands, get off a block, relocate, and boom, and get in on the tackle. Now, Greenway does a nice job on the front side.
Yep.
And we talk about what else? Sharif Floyd here, eating up two blockers.
Wow.
When he eats up two blockers, that gives this guy freedom and this guy freedom to come in here and make the play. So when you hear Anthony Barr talk about the guys in front of him and what they're doing to help him out, this is a perfect example that these linebackers can run free and make plays. And, oh, by the way, late to the pile, but still there, Everson Griffin.
Yep.
He's playing very, very well. Let's take an end zone look at this play, and this is one of my favorite Everson Griffin plays that I've seen this year. Yeah, he's had a lot of sacks, but I think that this play kind of sums up his season. What you're going to see is a pretty well-designed play by Tampa Bay right here. They're pulling the guard. They've got the tight end leading up. They're making everybody think that this is a run, but you have a reverse. You have this guy coming here from the outside all the way around.
Yep.
And if you notice, we rewind this back, it's pretty well designed, because the guard will chuck right here and then get himself out. Now, watch out, Linval Joseph. Boom. This is the kind of stuff that happens. I mean, even though you're a great player, sometimes, they're pros too and they get you.
Jeez.
But watch, as this play develops, Everson Griffin is still right here. And watch the ground that he covers, the athleticism, the angle.
Wow.
I mean, the line of scrimmage, again, Paul, this is the key. The line of scrimmage is right here.
Yeah.
Watch where he ends up making this play. Not only is he able to redirect and take a great angle.
And the block's there, too.
It's all blocked up here. If Everson Griffin doesn't save this play, there's a lot of real estate out there. But boom, he goes ahead and makes that tackle. It was actually a loss of about a half a yard.
Holy cow.
Unbelievable effort here by Everson Griffin. Now, this is a defensive end that's chasing down a speedy wide receiver.
Yeah.
And he's able to close and boom and make a play. So, that you want to talk about Everson Griffin's success, a lot of it has to do with just the fact of how he's hustling and how hard that he's playing.
That was nice.
Going ahead, looking ahead, this is Colt McCoy, and what we're going to see is a play. This probably looks pretty similar to the plays that Teddy Bridgewater ran earlier in the season. Remember, with the receiver coming out, and then you have the run-pass option on this side? It's the exact same kind of play. And what they're doing is they're watching this guy. If he comes up the field, they hand it off. If this guy collapses, then he'll fake it and then run. Now, with McCoy in the backfield, I think this guy is going to deserve a lot more attention than the quarterback. Let McCoy run the football. But again, this is a play that they have in the playbook. They run in practice. And against the Dallas Cowboys, boom, it works. He's settling trying to play two players, and when you do that, you're dead. You can't do that. You have to pick one or the other. Oh. Boom, handoff, touchdown, Morris. So for Dallas, they didn't quite game plan this too well. You talk about the things that McCoy could do. They probably were not expecting this play at all, and they obviously didn't defend it because as soon as he stands here, look at this gap.
Yep.
And then, boom, they took advantage of it.
That's Minnesotan Tom Compton right there, 68, from Rosemount.
All right.
Good blocking.
Nice job getting down the field. Now, earlier in the season, same kind of play, similar formation except the pistol, but you're going to have to watch this defensive end and watch his reaction. He's going to collapse, and this is what RG3 is looking at. Once he takes that snap, he'll take the snap. As soon as he's right there, he's looking. His vision goes right to this guy. He's seeing him collapse. That's a huge, huge opportunity to give. Boom, you get the block here and the block here, and you know this guy is going to be able to outrun these two guys for real estate. So this is kind of how they try to get explosive on people.
Yeah.
And RG3 does a very, very good job of it. We're seeing less and less out of them. And with the, you know, maybe the first week back after the ankle injury, but still, he sees that. That's a lot of green right there to give an athlete. Again, look at, you see, just like we saw with Cordarrelle Patterson earlier this year, this is a lot of room here for a guy like that to work with. And trust me, this guy gets paid a lot more than this guy or this guy or this guy, so he should be able to get those yardage.